How's your walk? It's a question that you might have heard if you spent much time in church circles. I've always understood this question to mean something like, how is your relationship with God going? Christian brothers and sisters ask this question of one another on occasion, whether it's just to check up, as an encouraging reminder that God should come first, or especially we ask it when things look a little out of whack in a brother's life and you're gently redirecting him to right thinking or to right doing. How's your walk? It's almost as if to say, are you keeping pace with God? Are you struggling? Are you being faithful in all the right ways? Are you keeping in step with the Master? How's your walk going? The implication is that if you're struggling, that there are things to be fixed, strides to be adjusted, pace to be accelerated in order to make sure that the walk is going well. The funny thing about this question, or many others like it, is that we most often answer it by addressing the things that we are doing on our walk. When asked, how's your walk? We respond with, oh, it's great. I'm walking one day at a time. I found a new study that is really keeping me in the Word. I've started waking up 30 minutes early just so that I can make sure I've got my time with Jesus before I start the day. I've got that thing that I was struggling with, the one that you and I talked about in private. I've got that under control. My walk is really good right now. Or on the other side of that spectrum, we respond with something like, man, it's been a struggle lately. I just feel like God is so distant. I try to pray at night and I just fall asleep. I can't say that I'm really motivated to read my Bible very much right now. I've had some really awful thoughts lately that I just can't seem to shake. To be honest, my walk is not too good right now. See, we answer, how's your walk? With responses that address whether or not we're doing the right things to maintain a relationship with God. And these responses are the correct type of response for the intention of this question. The question is asking, how well are you doing? And in general, the way we evaluate the quality of our walk is by measuring the intensity with which we are walking. We do this same thing with other Christian metaphors. We follow God. Jesus said, follow me, right? But how do you know if you are following well? Generally, the intensity with which you are following indicates the quality of your relationship with God. The worst kind of following would be wandering aimlessly. The best kind of following would be chasing him with reckless abandon. Again, it's the intensity of the following that is the measuring stick. Many times, we compare our walk with the walk of others. Are we going as far or as fast as they are? It doesn't seem fair that our walk feels like the sheer side of a mountain cliff, walking along the edge of a precipice with a dark valley looming below on the right and an unclimbable rock face on the left. We see others who appear to be strolling along on manicured lawns of a golf course, where the biggest trouble they might run into is the inconvenience of a sand trap. How could we possibly compete with the ease with which they walk or keep pace when they seem to have such an advantage? Why is it that they effortlessly stroll along and still log more miles in an hour than I do in a month? Or maybe we look at others and we ask, why can't they keep up with us? We question why they struggle so badly to progress and to move forward. They must need to try harder or to do something different on their walk. But with the question of how's your walk, we seem to be left with little other choice. If we don't measure our walk by the intensity or the speed or the distance, and we don't compare our experience to others' experience, how do we even know how our walk is going? I like to go on walks with my wife. Walks with her are not about getting exercise, though there is some exercise that happens. These walks are not about how fast or even how far we can go, though we do move at a certain pace and we cover certain distance together. There is no monitoring of our heart rate or of our oxygen levels. We aren't trying to keep pace with or outwalk other couples that we may see in the neighborhood. Sometimes on our walks, we even pause to talk. We might get distracted with the improvement of a neighbor's yard. We might stop to enjoy a blue jay chasing a squirrel off the limb of his oak tree. In these stationary times, there is no forward movement, and the speed of our walk is effectively 0 miles per hour. But zero movement and speed are not a problem on walks with my wife. We do not define the success of our walks by the number of calories we burn or the speeds or distances that we accomplish. We do not compare our walks with the walks of other couples. Our walks are simply about us being together. They are about enjoying a cool breeze on a warm summer evening. They are about the opportunity to intertwine our fingers. They are about conversation or about the comfort of being together when the only sound is our footfall on the pavement. Success in a walk with my wife is defined by only one thing. Did we experience the walk together? So how's your walk? I'm not asking if you've been praying a lot. I'm not asking if you're seeking God's will for your life and pursuing it recklessly. I'm not asking if you're on a regular Bible reading plan or if you're pressing deeper into the gifts of the Spirit. I'm not asking if you're having success beating that sin habit. I'm asking if you are enjoying life with your Creator the way He desires for you to experience it, with Him. It's a new life that you were given when you were born again. It's a life that He wants to live with you. The success of this walk with your Creator is defined by one thing. Are you experiencing your walk with Him? That walk might include steep hills and valleys, or it might include golf course fairways. It might be at a marathoner's pace or at the standstill of an impassable river. He's not surprised when you get distracted, and He doesn't get huffy and impatient if you need to stop and tie your shoe. He's not exasperated with you when you finally figure out that you've been walking for hours in the wrong direction. His enjoyment or excitement of this walk with you does not increase when you pick up the pace or cross certain distance markers. He just wants to walk with you. So, how's your walk?